All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. It's Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Tim Nelson.
And I'm Brita Green. Thanks for joining us. Here's what you need to know in Minnesota tonight. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is extending his stay-at-home order through May 4th. The move adds another 25 days to the 2 weeks of restrictions he initially imposed. Those were due to expire on Friday. He said he was easing some of the rules, but urged Minnesotans to stay home and remain vigilant. Health officials say social distancing is working, and the additional restrictions will push the state's peak infections into July. They also say they still expect shortages of medical supplies. Walz urged Minnesotans to take precautions, even with the new temptations of nicer weather.
We're getting close to doing and accomplishing what we needed. Capacity of hospitals, capacity of ventilators, capacity of PPE, and keeping our first responders safe and their families taken care of. But again, I would caution you, it could all go sideways very quickly if we don't continue.
He did say some restrictions would be lifted on landscaping, floral delivery, and some other activities. But he did not reopen golf courses, as many had wanted.
The Minnesota Department of Health, meanwhile, announced 5 more deaths in the state, bringing the total to 39 since March 21st. New hospitalizations have also been growing, averaging nearly 24 a day since last week. But there are some signs of hope. The number of people requiring intensive care stayed at 64 today. Also, a widely watched statistical model developed by the University of Washington downgraded its prediction of COVID deaths in Minnesota from more than 600 to fewer than 500. Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm also urged vigilance. She said despite positive developments in testing and hospital capacity, experts still currently project thousands of Minnesotans will die of COVID.
The lowest of the ranges is around 6. I think the kind of the middle of the range that various of these scenarios suggest is in the 20 range. But some of the variations are 6 to 9 to higher. As the governor indicated, some models interestingly show a lot lower deaths, but a lot faster peak.
And Minnesotans will be among the first in the country to start getting some of the stimulus payments passed by Congress last month. Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Steve Grove said a $600 a week add-on to unemployment benefits is on its way. Grove said the money could start to show up in bank accounts in the next 2 days.
We are among the first, if not the first, state to be able to process these additional $600 payments that came in through the Federal CARES Act. That's thanks to our team working throughout last weekend to build that the financials and the technology into our system so it would be ready. And as soon as the Department of Labor turned on that ability last night, we were able to process almost 200,000 applications for that additional $600.
And Mayo Clinic is leading a systematic trial of a COVID-19 therapy using donated plasma from people who have recovered from the disease. Mayo doctors say the technique dates back to disease outbreaks in the late 19th century. An initial uncontrolled study of plasma transfusion showed promise in 5 very sick patients elsewhere in the country. Dr. Michael Joyner is director of the study in Rochester and says the therapy may have a number of different uses.
The first is to give it to, for example, healthcare workers who are at high risk of developing COVID-19. The second is to use it in people who are sick and maybe headed to the ICU before they get there to see if we can limit ICU admissions. And the third is rescue therapy for people that are in the ICU to see if we can turn things around.
He says Mayo is looking for volunteers who have had a confirmed case of COVID, been symptom-free for 2 weeks, and have been tested again and shown not to be shedding the virus anymore. If you're recovering from COVID-19 and are able to donate blood, he says the website to volunteer is uscovidplasma.org.
And tonight marks the beginning of Passover. Getting together with extended family and friends for the ceremonial meal is off the table, though. So Minnesota's Jewish community is turning to technology to help. Our colleague Christy Marone reports.
Jews usually celebrate the start of the Passover holiday with a Seder meal. Families gather for a feast rich with tradition, sharing symbolic foods like matzah bread and bitter herbs, and retelling the story of the Jews' exodus from slavery in Egypt. But this year, Minnesota is under a stay-at-home order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. so those traditions have had to change. Aaron Weininger is a rabbi at Adath Yeshurun Congregation in Minnetonka. He says people are using video technology to connect with family and hold virtual seders this year.
This can obviously be deeply, deeply painful. And we know it doesn't replace being together in person, but we want to be able to celebrate next year in good health, in wholeness, and in peace.
Passover ends on April 16th. I'm Kirsty Marone, Brainerd.
Finally, a look at the weather. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Frost is expected tomorrow night across the state with lows from about 19 to 27 and clear skies.
That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. Kathy Werzer will have an update tomorrow morning. Until then, I'm Brita Green.
And I'm Tim Nelson. Stay safe and stay healthy.